That's Rick Nelson from 1961, and I admit it, that's my own personal favorite Rick Nelson song. Most people would never believe that because he's had so many great hits, but I don't know why. It's just one of those songs that it sort of sticks in the back of your mind. And we also heard from Tom Jones doing a Jack Scott song, What in the World's Come Over You? And from 1960, Chubby Checker doing the Hucklebuck. We've got a birthday wish. Happy birthday, number 18, going out to Joey Martino.
All smart business people know the importance of staying just one step ahead of the competition. That's why a telephone in your car may be the answer. Remember, if you lose that call, it's gone forever. Key Stereo on Fairview Street in Burlington now has a sale on car phones. Attractive, highly functional audio box units can be yours for less than $70 a month. Miss calls no more. See Key Stereo for more details on state-of-the-art audio box car phones. Key Stereo, Fairview Street between Walker's and Guelph Lines, Burlington.
Welcome to Toronto Chart Toppers. Our next chart topper was number one for 2 weeks, starting October 20th, 1958. It was by Conway Twitty, born Harold Lloyd Jenkins, September 1st, 1933, in Friarsport, Mississippi. He was named after screen actor Harold Lloyd. Twitty had 11 chart hits in Toronto from 1957 to 1963, the biggest of which was his number one song, It's Only Make Believe.
People see us everywhere.
There's a Canadian angle to the song, It's Only Make Believe. It was written during an intermission at Flamingo Lounge in Toronto. Up next, the first folk song to reach number one in Toronto. It was the first of 12 chart hits for the Kingston Trio, who formed in San Francisco in the 1950s. The song you're about to hear was a 19th century ballad originally titled Tom Dula. The Kingston Trio updated it and took it to number one for 2 weeks starting November 3rd, 1958. We move on to the next chart topper, this by the number one artist of the rock era, Elvis Presley. The song only made number eight on Billboard's charts, but it reached the top spot in Toronto for 2 weeks, starting November 17th, 1958. It was a double-sided hit, One Night on one side, and I Got Stung on the other.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me.
Yeah. One of the top record producers of the 1960s appears on our next chart topper, Phil Spector, whose Wall of Sound Productions appeared on many 60s hits, joined Annette Kleinberg and Marshall Leib to form the Teddy Bears in 1958. They had one major hit, To Know Him Is to Love Him. It was number one for 2 weeks beginning December 1st, 1958. Appearing next on Toronto Chart Toppers, the Chipmunks. They were created by Ross Bagdasarian, who had an earlier hit with Witch Doctor under the name David Seville. Bagdasarian got the idea for the Chipmunks when a chipmunk refused to get out of the way of his car while he was driving through Yosemite, California. The first Chipmunk song to hit number one was the Chipmunk Song, which topped the charts for 4 weeks starting December 15th, 1958.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready? Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
We move on to 1959 and the first number one song of that year. It was by the Platters, who had 15 chart hits from 1957 to 1967. The song you're about to hear was originally written in 1933 for the stage musical Roberta. It was number one for 3 weeks starting January 12th, 1959. And Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.